The guy with the pull stick is my best friend.
Pull stick? I spot Ava across an infinity pool, arguing loudly with Max, who I'm assuming is this stranger's best friend. And by arguing, I mean more like whining while he brandishes a pull stick to keep her away. What does it say about me that I hope she falls in? I don't even realize I said it out loud until I hear the rumbling laugh beside me.
Sounds like a perfectly reasonable wish to me, only because I'm hoping the exact same for Max.
A smile tugs at my lips then. I hardly even realize it until I look up to dark eyes softly gazing at me, and I falter. Nate's face invades my mind again, unwillingly, an unwelcome reminder of all the times he took me to parties when we were dating, charming everyone with his jokes and stories, charming me. And I fell for it. A party, a sleepless night. A handsome guy I couldn't say no to. It all feels so familiar, yet different. Even back then, I could recall a hint of malice in Nate's eyes, a trick he couldn't wait to play. With the man beside me, I see nothing but genuine curiosity and humor. I sense his own guards up in his rigid stance and the way his eyes keep drifting toward the exit, reflecting that he feels as out of place at this party as I do. So, what's the harm in a little lighthearted conversation?
It's sure better than all the customer service phone lines I've been on all week, canceling subscriptions, fighting with my health insurance, and being told my bank account is low. It's why I'm desperate enough to keep standing here, waiting for my best friend to spare me a moment to tell me about this nanny job that I'm apparently perfect for, whatever that means.